God is an experience and eventually a relationship where we can say, as Jesus said, I am about my Father's business. As we engage in the day-to-day living, we are planting seeds in our consciousness that, if cultivated, become our experience. Now, we plant seeds that relate to the human consciousness or the Christ consciousness. The choice is always ours. We plant these seeds with our thinking and feeling. Those thoughts with strong emotions will grow to be that which we face. A fleeting thought that is not cultivated will disappear and not affect us. However, those thoughts that we consistently have day in and day out will eventually become the issues of our life. It is usually the negative thoughts of anger, pain, righteousness that haunt us and won't go away. The problems and situations that trouble us consume our attention. The law is that which we focus on will grow in our consciousness and hence our experience. But the same can be said for those thoughts of the desires that we have. Emerson warned us to be careful for what we pray. He knew the law, like produces like, as in the sowing in thought, so the reaping is experience. When we plant corn, we get corn, just like when we plant roses, we get roses. Every day we plant seeds in consciousness. Eventually, it is guaranteed that these seeds of desire or anger become our reality. We must ask ourselves, what seeds are we planting? Those of duality, of fear, of lack? Are we wishing that someone at work or in our family or neighborhood be punished for something that they did? Let us be kind and loving. Let us never wish ill on another. What we give returns to us. We must learn to protect our thoughts from external influences or emotional reactions. Instead, let us open ourselves to God for the seeds of life everlasting, His love, peace, grace, and wisdom. We must be careful of that which we keep in our heart, and the issues of life come from our emotional center, the heart. The seeds planted in the heart determine whether we can fulfill God's commandment to love our neighbor or instead wallow in jealousy and hate. As in mind, so in expression or manifestation. We cannot plant the seeds contrary to God's nature and expect to know His kingdom. Day by day, sometimes hour by hour, we must turn within to the silent place of the Almighty Divine Spirit God. And He doeth the works, for it is then we will experience the presence of God right where we are. Our thoughts do have a role and purpose in our spiritual work. First, they are to be enlightened by truth. Our thoughts must be trained so that we are thinking about the things of God instead of thinking about what is missing or what is wrong in our lives. We need to be grateful for the omnipresence of God. Give gratitude for what we have makes those things grow in our experience. Gratitude for consciously being on the spiritual path will give us the support we need to turn to God, trust Him, and listen to the still small voice within our being. Thoughts can be enlightened in truth only by turning to the inner Christ consciousness. This daily practice is crucial so that truth can envelop our thoughts and direct them. It is important that we have a spiritual purpose, such as to know and experience God, or to be an instrument for His grace, His love, and His blessings. We can't afford to let our thoughts not have a purpose and be careless, accepting every idea that is introduced, because as a man or a woman thinketh in their heart, so are they in the world. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 28 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, but what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, either do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them." Now I know my mother's secret when I was a child. She could take just a few items of food and she could make this fabulous meal. So I tease her now and I say, you were talking to God. So she's always talking to God. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking any thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? This passage in Matthew is basically telling us that when we have God, we have everything. We don't have to fight with others, struggle with others. If you go to an interview, you say, "Father, let your truth be known here, period." Maybe that is not the job for you. You want to know that. So then you can keep going and God will always be with you. The more we can't afford to let the more we turn to God without begging or pleading or setting out expectations, the more we are under God's consciousness. Why? Because God knows more than us. And therefore, he knows what's best for us and when it's best for us. I've learned that. I've learned when I want something, whether it's a job or whatever it may be, all I say is, "I want this, but if it isn't right for me, I don't want it." And I let it go. You have to let it go. Nona Brooks, one of the founders of Divine Science, tells us, "When we identify our thinking with the God mind, the intelligence of the universe, our thought becomes powerful. This brings the true, the beautiful, and the good into our consciousness, and by law, into our entire outer life. Right thinking, scientific prayer, is the channel through which the treasures of the universe pour forth visible good. Right thinking refers to the spiritual discernment that God is the one and only in the universe. We were created by God from the same spiritual substance that all is created, and therefore we move and have our being in divine God. God is the one power, the one intelligence, the one wisdom, and the one soul. All begins and ends in God, for there is none beside him. There is nothing to fear, for God is love and peace. We are God's beloved children. To ensure the seeds we plant in mind and heart are in full alignment with the principle of God, it is important we study truth and the things of God. Not to get a better human life, but to know our true life, our eternal life with God. We must have a dedication to the practice of the presence of God, not just once in a while or when we are in need, but every day. Let us not leave our homes without spending time in silent prayer. And throughout the day, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, and just be still. Give yourself to your Father, your divine Father. We must still have thoughts as we are moving from one activity to another. If any agitation occurs or appears to be beginning, let us stop and remember the presence of God is here with me and with all who are here. God has no favorites, for his love and peace is for all, the sinner and the saint. Let us keep in mind the law of expression. All begins within and is manifested in the without. We cannot experience anything that didn't first start as a thought, idea, in our consciousness. When my youngest sister was about 11 months old, one Saturday morning, she went missing. She couldn't walk yet or talk yet, so it was kind of weird. Where was she? So everybody in the house was going crazy, looking for Millie, looking for Millie, looking for Millie. I was only 10. Something inside of me said, don't look outside, look, go up. And when I sort of heard that, I said, let me go up. So I went up the stairs to the second floor, the third floor. She was at the door of the roof. Now, she couldn't open the door, thank God. But that's how I found myself. I keep telling her, I keep saving her. But we get these, you know, sometimes you're thinking about a problem or you're thinking about maybe a doctor's appointment you got and you're kind of nervous about it. Give yourself to God. Give yourself to God, you know, and trust. Have faith and have trust in Him. He has faith in us. That's why He created us. And so He is always with us, always with us. If our mind is focused on God and we are practicing the presence, we will experience God and be a witness to His truth here on earth. However, if our mind is focused on the human condition, we will experience that which is its consciousness, full of changes, one day up, one day down. Good and bad are random, and fear and death are always lurking around the corner. We are not here to change or improve the human condition. As it says in the Bible, as you sow, so shall you reap. What we accept as true in our mind and heart stays in our consciousness, and it is then expressed out here in our daily living. But we have free will, which means we are not victims or puppets. We can make different choices. We can always make different choices. We need to stop blaming others or the genes we share with our relatives or luck or any other excuse or our spouses or our children. I never blame my grandchildren, though. But anyway, that's just me. God made us as eternal spiritual beings, not human beings. God's work is finished. There is nothing more for Him to do. His kingdom is perfect and complete. Even if God knew of the human condition, which He doesn't, there is nothing He can do to change it. The nature of the human condition is pain, suffering, competing with our brothers and neighbors, glory today, disappointment tomorrow. This will never change. We know that. It is our beliefs that have kept us in the prison of duality and change. It is up to us to do what needs to be done to experience God's kingdom. Spiritual unfoldment is a process. Persistence, consistency, dedication, and discipline are needed, for this is a day-by-day process, sometimes an hour-by-hour practice. Our mind is full of all types of thoughts. Some of these are very strong in convincing us what is wrong with us and who is attacking us or who is making our life miserable. We must not allow these thoughts to dominate or just fall into the same trap of the human way of looking at the world, ourselves, and others. As this lesson comes to an end, I will share a piece from Nona Brooks, The Prayer That Never Fails. And she says, as my thought abides in the Father, the Christ mind within me, my entire life within and without will be established in the beauty of wholeness. I shall be free from false concepts. All doubts and fears will vanish. I shall come to realize more and more order, beauty, and richness in my objective life, as well as within. I shall rejoice in health, in my ability to accomplish, in companionship, individual and universal, in abundant supply, in the kingdom, within and without. All of this because I cooperate with the law as Jesus gave it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is the prayer that never fails. The seeds we need to plant are the seeds of divine spirit. It is the principles of the omnipresence of God, oneness, truth, love, neighbor, faith, and life everlasting that will bear the fruits of the Spirit. And so it is. Can we make this lesson practical? Could you turn your focus within if you feel comfortable? Close your eyes, relax your bodies. Just let go. Let go and know that God our Father is in our midst. He waits patiently for us to turn to Him in union and communion. Silent prayer is the way to know God and to know ourselves as children of God. The kingdom of God is within. Where I stand is holy ground. Let us be still this moment and moments throughout every day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. This is our time to listen and be filled with joy because the Father and I are one. Let us remember not to judge by appearances, for all is of God. Let us not resist or fight evil, for it cannot touch us. Let us know that we need not ask for anything, for as a child of God, we already have everything. God's peace is our peace. God's joy is our joy. God's blessings fill us and sustain us. Let us be still. Father, we are grateful for your presence of love and harmony, and we are most thankful for your spiritual understanding and wisdom. And so it is. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his love upon you. The Lord is gracious unto you. He lives your consciousness and gives you his kingdom. Amen.